What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So, Jess, we want to talk about the new offering from Virgin Media, first of all.
Yeah, this, I have it here in my hand in studio.
It's a puck.
It's teeny tiny. It's about this, like half the size of an external hard drive. And essentially, it's an aggregator for content. So not only will it deliver your traditional TV channels, it'll also bring up a lovely user interface that will pull the content from the likes of Netflix and the other streaming services. So you have everything in this one place. If you're already a Virgin Media customer and you know the way that the layout looks, It'll be very familiar. But I suppose that the key draws here are that you can move it. It's much more portable to move from room to room. So say if you have TVs in a few parts of the house and maybe one of the TVs isn't connected to traditional TV, but there's a match on or there's something you want to watch, you can just unplug. It only needs really one plug for the power.
Yeah.
Now, you do have the option to connect it via Ethernet if your internet isn't sensational, if you want. But in general, the idea is that you can move it from room to room. Also, what I really like about it is, despite its size and its portability, you can still do the playlisting, essentially. So you can record shows up to 500 hours of content you can take offline and watch at your ease. So I think in terms of an offering, if you are someone who either lives in a small space, you don't have a huge amount of room on your TV console, or if you're looking for an alternative, it is definitely worth looking at. In terms of pricing, it comes with Loaded TV, which is just the standard TV package, for £15 a month for the first 12 months. It's then €34 a month thereafter. Existing broadband customers can add it in as well if they want. But as we've spoken about over the last wee while, there's a huge amount of change happening in terms of the entertainment landscape, in terms of streaming costs going up, broadband costs going up, and so on. So it's definitely worth shopping around. Bonkers.ie is always a great place to go. Suss out your options and find the one that works best for you.
Now, the question's coming in thick and fast. Could Jess advise a strong, durable, high battery phone for farmers? Also, best method to screen mirror from phone to TV? That's Sean, who's a farmer in Sligo.
Hello, Sean. In terms of the durability of phones, they have improved dramatically in recent years. All the materials, they're all Gorilla Glass now, very, very strong and durable. I would still, for someone in your profession, recommend getting an OtterBox style cover. You can get ones that will entirely protect it. It depends on your preference in terms of operating system. I use the iPhone 15 and I've dropped it a fair few times and it's still standing. But again, get the cover. Then in terms of screen mirroring from the phone to the telly, I still use the old school Chromecast and it's dirt cheap. It just connects. You stream any content you want from any of the streaming services, music services, photographs, all the rest. It's very, very simple to do.
Could you recommend, please, a reasonably priced tablet for a retired person for emails, for Zoom, etc., and where you might buy it? That's from Joan.
Yeah, Joan, you can get the Samsung Tab A8. It's very affordable, very easy to use, and it will do all of those bits and pieces that you require. You can buy them in any of the big tech retailers, so your likes of Harvey Norman, Currys, and so on.
Can Jess recommend, I want to get away from iPhone costing around something around 300, looking at Oppo and OnePlus.
Yeah, Oppo are great. Oppo are like the deadly assassins in the smartphone world, in my opinion, because they're just creeping along in the background, not making too much noise. But I firmly believe they will be where Huawei was a number of years ago. They're a Chinese company, but the cameras inside them are incredible. The battery life is great, and they definitely have one to suit every price bracket. I think 3 Ireland stock them, so get on to 3 and you can make the move that way.
Now, the OnePlus was mentioned there in that question, but another one. Have you reviewed the OnePlus 12? I've a 7 Pro for 6 years and I was happy with it. Just wondering for the next buy.
I haven't, but the spec on the OnePlus 12 is incredible and they are very much pitting themselves against the likes of the iPhone 15 and the Samsung S24. They are pricey though. It's around €1,000. But inside you've got 16 gigs of RAM, and 512 gigs of storage. So it is an absolute powerhouse. If you're a heavy user of your phone, it's absolutely worth checking out.
€1,000 is a lot though, isn't it?
A lot of money.
I have a Samsung S20 FE. When people ring me, they can hear their voice echoing back to them. It's fine for me. I don't have that echo problem. If I hang up and ring them, everything is fine. That's from Michael. So when they ring him, they hear an echo back.
That is a strange one. I don't know what would cause that. My recommendation, and I know it's very, very basic, but back the entire phone up, reset it to factory settings. It could be that when a download happened or an update happened, a little bit of a bug snuck into the mix somewhere. Other than that, get onto your network and see if there could be any explanation there.
I presume his colleagues or friends who ring him, they ring other numbers and don't have the problem.
Yeah.
So it's just to do with him. Wondering about dodgy boxes. Everyone is offering them at the moment. It's difficult to pay subscriptions. I know Jess will probably say it's illegal, but just wondering.
It's illegal. Look, I've had this discussion with Kieran Cuddy on The Hard Shoulder a few times now. The offering for a dodgy box is incredibly appealing because it is much more affordable than your traditional TV bundles. However, we do need to stress that it is illegal. There is a crackdown happening on those providing the services. So unfortunately, I can't recommend or endorse it in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. By the way, harking back to the Virgin offering.
Yeah.
If you are going to be looking for Netflix or Prime or whatever, you have to have subscriptions to those.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I would say on that point is certain providers will bundle them together. So, for example, I'm a Sky customer and I get my Netflix now as part of my Sky bundle. Mm-hmm. So that is another factor to consider. You know, what streaming services do they offer? And it's definitely a question to ask if you are shopping around, which you should be.
I know Jess gets this one a lot, but a laptop for an elderly lady and I want to get a good one.
You want to get a good one. Okay, well, there are plenty of options out there. I suppose it depends, and again, I hate saying this, but it does depend on what it is that you want to do. In terms of a good one, HP and Lenovo are always excellent. The Lenovo IdeaPad 3 is one that I am always impressed by. But maybe if you want to have a think about what you want to do first and maybe come back to me, because I don't want you going out and spending money that you don't need to spend.
Because you might think spending more gets you better, but it doesn't necessarily if you don't need it.
But that's it. There's no point in paying for spec that you don't need. So if, for example, you are just going to use it for Zoom calls, a bit of online shopping and a bit of faffing around online, then you don't need to spend more than €400.
Going on holiday, wondering about a Kindle. The last one I had, when you had a shine on the screen, I couldn't see it properly with the sun.
Yeah, they've completely changed Kindles now in the last wee while. All of the Kindles are now backlit. They all have that e-ink screen, which is very, very lovely and won't give you that glare. You can also, the controls within the screen are very easy to use to alterate the brightness and the colour of the paper, the size of the font and all the rest. So you shouldn't have that issue. So just get the basic Kindle. Mm.
FOHS, Reed Virgin Media, I was getting their fibre product installed, but Virgin installer told me, you know, you'll only be able to record Virgin 1, 2 and 3 on this. They don't have a licence to record BBC, Channel 4, etc. I cancelled the installation and reported the reason to Virgin, but heard no more.
So when it comes to the BBCs, that is problematic. And I think it's the same situation on Sky as well. That it does come down to a rights issue. Now, I'm trying.
So that means you can't record anything from BBC and look back. But I mean, on Sky Glass, for example, you can record Strictly, I presume.
Yeah, so you can highlight programmes and so on. But I don't think it has the same watch back facility as if we had access to the BBC iPlayer. So there is a distinction there.
So do your research, therefore, before signing up to any of these services. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.